all of us face the prospect of being Menachem Avel on a regular basis. However, Nichum Avelim is a very complex mitzvah with few clear guidelines. Every Avel grieves differently, and every Menachem has their own understanding of what is expected of them. Some of us are uncomfortable and afraid of visiting a Shiva home. It is awkward, we don't know what to say, or we may face an emotional Avel without knowing the exact way to react. We might stay away when in fact our very presence would be a great source of consolation. Some people inadvertently say things that are hurtful instead of helpful because they feel they must say something and they feel they must alleviate the Avel's pain. We are unprepared because we don't fully understand the needs of the Avel, nor do we clearly appreciate the goals and the purpose of Nichum Avelim. Chevra Lomdei Mishnah and the National Association of Chevra Kadisha, also known as NASC, have joined to create this project. Nichum V'Nechama, to comfort and be comforted, a guide to the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. You will have the opportunity to listen and observe many prominent Rabbonim, well-known authors, lecturers, and professionals who deal with grief on a regular basis, many of whom have themselves suffered personal loss. They will outline and address the rules and the guidelines of Nichum in a way that will provide clear goals and direction to those being Menachem Avel. They may also help the Avel better understand what Shiva is meant to be. These presentations will also provide a great source of comfort to those in mourning, whether it is during the Shiva, immediately after, when the mourners are more alone with their grief, or at a later time when the Avel may still have the need for meaningful words of comfort and consolation, and there is no one there to give it to them. The video includes a short overview of the mitzvah of Nichum, titled The Do's and Don'ts of Nichum. What to say and what not to say, the attitude, the sensitivities, and the goals that will maximize your time at the Shiva home. There is also a short and powerful presentation offering words of consolation and inspiration to the Avelim titled To Cope and Find Meaning at a Time of Loss. A special section for women contains a short and powerful presentation on Nechama titled Woman to Woman, Heart to Heart. The full presentations by the outstanding speakers who participated in this project are divided into clearly defined categories. Choose to listen to those who best speak to you. Some of the full lectures of women speakers deal specifically with the loss of pregnancy and stillbirth. When there are so many and such varied speakers from different backgrounds, different professions, and different perspectives, it may appear that some contradictions exist. We suggest that you listen very carefully. There is a great difference between I know how you feel, something you should not say, and I feel your pain, which is quite appropriate and an expression of sincere empathy. Take into account who is speaking. A rabbi may be able to offer nechama and meaning that a friend or neighbor should never offer. The context is important as well. When an avel asks for meaning or chizuk from an older or pastoral figure, it is quite different than when a casual acquaintance walks in and states, "You need to be strong." Nichum v'nechama can be given to Avelim at the time of Shiva. According to Rav David Feinstein Shlita, it is quite appropriate to give to Avelim to watch during Shiva. There are different ways in which you can access Nichum v'nechama. You can visit us and view the entire project at www.nasc.org or at www.chevrolomdemishna.org. You can download in MP3 format from the websites listed. You can order copies on the websites as well. Nichum v'nechama will also be, Ezras Hashem, be available at Jewish bookstores.